Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to iHokkien Podcast, and I am Ben, back again, and thank you for tuning in. Oops, I'm sorry. Thank you for tuning in to iHokkien Podcast once again. Okay, so in the previous episode, I believe we have learned about the pronoun. It's called what? Pronounce A, I think. Pronounce A. And today, today I want to say something that is, I think is quite important for you guys if you want to learn Hokkien lah. And as I have been mentioning, if you are a Japanese speaker, learning Hokkien is, I think, will be very easy for you. In fact, we can actually write Hokkien in words, in Japanese words, like in Japanese hiragana and katakana. And if you speak Mandarin or Cantonese but you cannot speak Hokkien, it might be easier for you to understand Hokkien, but not exactly when it comes to speaking. You know, this is because of you might get confused with the pronunciation or the accent thing. Let me give you an example. Bus, public transport, bus. In Mandarin, it's 公车. In Cantonese, is 公车. In Hokkien is 公车. So they sound more or less the same, you know, 公车. And if you're learning multiple language simultaneously, and you might gonna get confused. So but the pronunciation for Chinese language can be very easy if you master the pronunciation. I mean, if you master this lah. Like for example, this is very important if you really wanted to learn Hokkien and speak it properly. Like be 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 be, k k k k, ma 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 ma. Realize there are four different tones in speaking. And let's talk something interesting about this be 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 be. The four simple pronunciation can result in many different meanings with different combination. Let's start off with the first one. Be. It means one. Or it is to describe something that you have the intention to own it or to do it. Like, wa be xiu zui. I want to swing. Wa be xi liao. I want to die. Wa be ki Times Square. I want to go Times Square. Wa be jia Hokkien mee. I want to eat Hokkien mee. And basically, if you add ki after be, the whole sentence simply means that you are going to do something. Like example, wa be xiu zui. I want to swim. Wa be ki xiu zui. I am going to swim. Just don't worry about that. If you use wa be ki or wa be xiu zui, it's fine. People can understand you, okay? So let's move to another one. Be be. I think that doesn't mean anything. Okay, so let's go with the third one. Be. Be. This has two different meanings. And the first one, it means cannot. Wa be. I cannot. Wa be xiu zui. I cannot swim. Wa be jia lua. I cannot eat spicy. Wa be gam lan. I can't do shit. Wa be. I just can't. Wa be. And for this cannot be. If you try to make things easier for you, because you might get confused sometimes, you can always say boy. Wa boy xiu zui or wa be xiu zui is totally, they're totally correct. But in Penang Hokkien, the Hokkien that we speak in Penang, majority of people would say be instead of boy. But keep in mind that either way they are all correct, okay? Wa boy sai ane, wa be sai ane, boy sai, be sai, boy sai, be sai. It's fine, they are fine, they are totally good. And I think I mentioned there are two meanings. The first one is I can, I cannot. The second meaning, it means I sell. 我卖物件 I sell things. 我卖物件 I sell things. How much did you sell? 你卖几类？你卖几类？ How much do you sell? 你卖几类？ How much do you sell? 我卖物件 I sell things. So it's okay. And it also means sell, you know. And the fourth one, be.Be, be, 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 be. It means buy. What I keep be che? I want to go to buy some books. What be ki jia mi kia? I want to go to eat. So it means buy. What be mi kia?Another example, let me use another example. Let me think. I buy this thing or I bought this thing. In Hokkien, be means buy or bought. It just has one pronunciation. Just be. Like, okay, you see, I'm getting confused. Lu be gui lui.Lu be gui lui. How much did you buy this? Lu be gui lui. And if you want to ask, how much do you sell this? Lu be gui lui. Lu be gui lui. Lu be gui lui. Lu be gui lui. You buy how much? Lu be gui lui. You sell how much? How much do you buy this? How much do you sell this?So, be means buy. Be means sell. So you see, different pronunciation carries different meaning. And for some certain words, it could alternate the message that you wanted to deliver. And now, I think I'm going to give you the different combination of be, okay? So, be means selling business. Example, in conversation,你做什么的? What do you do? 我做买卖 I sell things. 我做买卖 I sell things. 买卖 another example, 买卖 It means cannot buy. Example in conversation, 干你呢这类物件安呢贵的? Holy shit, this is expensive. 是咯我人买卖啦Indeed, we can't buy this. 是咯，我人卖卖啦。Indeed, we can't buy this. Another example, 卖卖。Example, 卖卖。哈咪数录去 order 之类。这个东西卖卖 Why did you order this? This cannot be sold or we cannot sell it. We cannot sell it. 这个东西卖卖 This cannot be sold. So I'm pretty sure that this might be hard for you, but I hope you get the idea that of how important to pronounce properly and master it well. And just remember four different tones and I believe you are good to go. Like ah 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 ah, ba 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 ba. It can be any words like Facebook, fa 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 fa, boo 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 boo. So try to make your tongue flexible with these four different tones. La 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 la, ka 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 ka, da 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 da, mo 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 mo, do 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 do. And so when you start learning the vocabs, you'll find easier to pick up the words. And when you practice it slowly, like be, 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 be.Bebe, like stuff like that. Try to make your tongue flexible with these four different tones. So I think I'll stop the episode here. Keep in mind that these four different pronunciations, four different tone is important for you. So I hope you learned something today, and we'll see you soon in the next episode. Bye-bye.